I just want to go through the Bechinah. Okay, so the first one was pretty straightforward. This is Shulchan Aruch. If there is ban, that's the answer. So you need, and there wasn't shishit to about it, so it would be a problem. Give three reasons. So we said we basically worked with three reasons. The kelim I touch directly, so we transfer of tam directly. The water becomes usher with tam buster and tam cholub simultaneously, or the taber transfers directly from the kelim to each other without himself samayim. I meant in the Ramah, as you know, that wasn't clear. I meant in the Ramah. So what I had in mind was really the Lashon Ramah. The Ramah really has, without saying so many fancy words, I should have pointed it out when we're learning it. I don't think I did. I plan to. So. Well, we're lost on the Chabra and the Ramah, right? So, so the Ramah says in his Lashon, Elam Kenechem and Kalem Einu Bnei Yoimon Miblias Kli Rishon. So, first thing I wanted, they should be that they're Bnei Yoimon from a Kli Rishon. In a Kli Rishon, B'yachad. So that's four things. Right? So the B'liya was a B'liya from a Kli Rishon, the Lashon of the Ramah was. Because not B'liya, but from B'liya's Kli Rishon, that's what I'm talking about. That's where the Shach and the Taz bring the system ahead. So no, even if it's Shach with B'liya's from Iri Kli Rishon, or B'liya's Kli Sheni, because we're worried maybe. So that's really, that's why that, I wanted that in the Kuda. I guess the question wasn't clear. Nobody gave me that. Nobody gave me that shach and that Isra Heter and that whole cheshbon. People said maybe there's Maluchluch. That's a true point also. Okay, I gave most people credit for it. The point I was trying to bring out was that Bnei Yoimon, everybody gave me Bnei Yoimon. That was good. Everybody gave me that has to be in a Kli Rishon. Good. Most people told me that has to be B'yachad, also good. That it's where the B'liya came into the Kehli, B'liya's creation of what, that was less, I don't think anybody gave me that. So I guess that wasn't a fair point. And so again, so the Lashon Ramah is that has to be B'liya's creation, the problem. And the Shach and the Taz are being more that really there's a Shaykh that beyond B'liya's creation, there's a possibility, this is a Beheter, even if it's Shaykh, I only use it a cliche. Yeah, maybe you put in use a cliche you didn't realize. The eerie of the antenically multiple times counts like a cliche. Okay, so that's what I was looking for. Fine. That's the Ramah said the mind we're talking about. The chachila. He makes even hadoymer lezesh yesh din shoyna mizeh. I was trying to find a way to write the question. What I wanted obviously was the Shach and the Taz are saying so back to Sadi Dal said, hey, we're over there, we seem to be not ostering the food, and over here we're ostering the water. So what's the difference, right? So the difference is the water, because it's not insignificant, so we down like the chatkila, you don't use it, whereas oichel you wouldn't throw out. Because Shua brought the shayla, maybe even water which is hucham l'shtia, you could be makel. The Ma'aseh Prima Gadim says that you're not. Prima Gadim says we're not. We don't pass up the chitzum. But I saw at least one person who says in a case where you need the hot water for somebody, somebody's not well, the minute doesn't apply. So you use the hot water for him. That's what you have. It's hard to reheat all the water. You can use the water. Okay, number five. Whatever you gave me, I said yes. Right? The question wasn't clear. I just want to give you. I did point out to one person asked me what it was. A rule in test taking. Okay, that I learned many many years ago. I forgot who told me. One of my teachers told me after I got something wrong on the test properly. That when you have a question that you don't know what the answer exactly what the question means, A lot of times you look at all of the questions in the test, you'll figure out, you'll find a clue in other questions of the test what that question was also. Especially when you're dealing with like stuff like this, where you're asking multiple questions about the same thing. Chances are you're going to find a clue.
Over here, I thought it was okay. It means the safe of the Nachum Avliya shall happen.
Okay, it's also a possibility, right? So my hamagim on the darga shokayach avlo. So what I was looking for was not the, you know, shall belia, how much it goes in. I didn't know how to write the question. Anybody have a suggestion how to write the question better? I'll take a suggestion. You know, we can correct it for the. What I was looking for was there's a kayach of havlo which goes in through bishul. There's things that aren't mavashul, but they're still mavliya. To the point they have a kayach of bliya to be maflit mavliya kaachas. Certain things are maflit or mavliya. They're not mavliya, but they're not maflit mavliya kaachas. Certain things aren't maflit mavliya at all. So that was the three darkas I was looking for. People gave me klirishin, klisheni, Davrachorif, and I just marked yes, okay, because I wasn't sure. It wasn't fair. He must at least from Maim Roiskim Klirishin Besori Al Kara Chalavi Be'er, and then the number 7 was he needs to mushlich Maim Roiskim Klirishin Stomi Al Kara Chalavi Ukara Besori Be'yachat. So that was what we pointed out in the Ramah. There's two cases of Iri in the Ramah. There's a case of Iri where you're pouring from a flesh of a kli onto milk of a kli, and there's a case of Iri where you're pouring from a power of a kli onto flesh of a milk, flesh of a kli and milk of a kli, the basachas. So that's two different things, right? So, and in both of them, the Ramah's approach is interesting. In the first case, the Ramah says it's a problem, and the Nosei Kelim say really that it should not be a problem, because in that situation, we should argue that it's not Barnat. So Ramah says it's a problem, and they come along and argue that it should not be a problem because it's an aparanat. In the second case, Ramah says everything is fine, and they say, yeah, what are you talking about, everything is fine? Iri klirishin is mavliya, is maflin mavliya, so there's going to be problems. If there's, according to Ramah, even if it's maluklik, it's mutter. And they're saying, if it's maluklik, I'm sure it's a problem, and even not maluklik, it's not so posh that it should be mutter. Fine. Lamaisa, in number 6, even though the Nesha Kelim say that really the case where everything is clean is Shri Mutter, they are masking at the minute of Shri Machmer. That's number 1. And number 2, the Nesha Kelim are Machmer Kenega the Ramah, they're not Maker like the Ramah. We did say in the case of Hefsim Ruba, etc., the Chokh Mazarim did say you can say Machmer Kenega the Ramah, but in general, you can't do that. Now, So the answer number 6, if the question was imutter lishma, the answer would be no. And it's one word answer, but I said by air. So there wasn't enough to give me one word answer, right? Nobody gave me one word answer, but okay. Number 7, I didn't say by air, right? So the answer is also theoretically, if a person wants to be a stickler, the answer is no, it's not mutter, right? Okay, but I would say I want them more than that. I should have said bear. Okay.
The child's asking about the food or the pool?
Yes. Okay. Come on, guys, you gotta come with some slack. I had a very busy week, you know. Come on, okay. Here we have Mishu Shasarvish, a cliche name of Vashel, Maflet Mavliya Kechod, Maflet Mavliya, and a Maflet Mavliya, Be'er. Again, if I wouldn't throw bear, the answer is yes. There's a sheet that somebody says that. And we didn't get involved in the Klei Shehen and Mavashel. There is such a sheet, which the Shach mentions later on in Kufay. There is such a sheet, which he says is Shver, but there is such a sheet. So if it's Mavashel, but then if he does bring a Marshal, he holds it's Mavliya Keachod, and he argues on that. that it's not Maflim Avliya Ke'echad. It is Maflim Avliya. There definitely are sheets holding this Maflim Avliya. And the Enem Maflim Avliya, there is a sheet like that also. Okay, we discussed that a little bit. They're Kashish Lamaisa from the Maflim Avliya of Arkok. No, from Kufhei. Okay. Bear dinim tzavkibur, the gabi eza dinim nemar, din or dinim nemar. So, like we explained, that the Mishnah with the Makshirin, which talked about the Hilchos Tuma, the Ramua does take it, the gabi Hilchos Isser, and, but he does point out that Bidi evidence, it's clearly not a problem. Ein lochush, it's a chumrah. Now, there are phrases of Nitzachibur which are used, which aren't the bona fide Nitzachibur sugya is this case we're talking about, where you're pouring from one to the other. There are scenarios which we discuss Nitzachibur, like we're going to see this Sif Seidas talks about the case of Nizkal. He refers to the Nitzach Hebrew. Right. So that's not that sugya of Nitzach Hebrew over there, which we're grappling with. The Taz is using Nitzach Hebrew over here to don the Kli Shalamata, which he's coming out to answer the kasha, l'chara, it's not barnat. Well, but if it's inside of the kli, it's not barnat. So he's shelling through the counter, this is a keeper, ad kedei kach, that we down the lower kli as if it's mamish in the upper kli, and that's why it's not, you don't have to not barnat, the gabi didn't even bust the b'cholav. And that's the problem, is that that concept really doesn't seem to exist. Even according to the Taz, the concept of taking this should only apply to the bottom kli, not to the upper kli. He doesn't take it as a vice to apply to the upper kli as well. Right, so his point is, it's if it's an upper kli, and therefore there's no head to an upper, not on the bottom kli. Because the cash is the bottom kli, the upper kli was never a shiloh, right? But the bottom kli, you tell me, is a problem because you're being ma'aran to it. But who cares? It's still not pranat. No, the guy with the bottom kli, we done it as if it's up above. And man, the bottom kli is a problem. Fine.
If you hold the Nitzachibur, so when you pour out two kelim, don't you probably look at those two kelim as if they're in a yeret, they should be upset for the even if they're not both, they could both be mafleg and into the water, and once the water is
So do I need Nitzachibur for that? I mean, stop. I have a din that the Iri Klimishan is Mavashal. I don't need a Tzachibur for that din. The point of Iri Klimish of Nitzachibur is to say that they're Nitzachibur together. I have a Nusugya. There's din for Iri Klimishan is Mavashal. Hilchos Shabbat, I don't think Nitzachibur to say that. Right? There's a certain koyach that Iri Klimishan has to be Mavashal. So the Iri Klimishan can be Maflam Mavliya. I don't need a Tzachibur for that. Right? So saying that Kiddush and Tzachibur is like the Gaon says, that's Beikar concept in the Gia. So Adarab, let me ask you a stupid question. The Mishnah Zavadar says in a case where it's hot to hot, right? Or it's too cold, you don't see a Tzachibur, right? Right? It's a case where it's cold to hot, you don't see it's hot to cold, you don't see Nitzachibur. Right? It's Mavashal on Shabbos. So the sugya, whether it's Mavashal, the Kayach of Bishal, whether it's Nitzachibur, two different things. Right? That's what the Shach's coming and arguing on the Ramah. He's not arguing from Nitzachibur, he's arguing from there's a Kayach of Iri's Mavashal. Okay, we want to look at the Sif Seidas in Yud Ches. Thank you. Okay, so so he brings it here from the he brings in this of a heter, even if you're being married from klisha lisser on a kalim shel heter, he lost a klisha boy kiluch iri alov. So the kli that it directly affected, that's your gonna answer. But that which the liquid then spreads, it's nizchal to the other kalim, that's not a problem. So he brings this of a heter, the shar kalim, it's in the gaban, it's like a klisheni. So the Gabi Shabbos, so the law is you cannot be, you're not allowed to pour onto something, you're pouring irikli rishon onto something which is not cooked. You have a problem, it's going to cook. That's only what it's going to hit directly. How about the tzilei and the shori? So if I want to pour it nearby to where the item is, so we hold tavlin and mosel tavlin, we're not kosher for tavlin for kali bishul. So that's what gives the mosel with tavlin. So I want to pour it directly from the Kirishan onto the tablet on Shabbos, I have a problem, it's Mabasha Kalei Klipa. I want to pour next to it and then the water will then spread onto the tablet, that's fine. Because the area is not direct. Okay. Okay. Now, have your day. The Mishnah calls about that cliche in Hanitzik by Shori. Yes, for me, Ian. Okay, so this din that the Isser Heter is saying that which there's not a direct hit. What's next to it is mutter that doesn't affect it. That's what to talk about. The Fimash Kosev Arab at Sadi Beis Siv Zayin. The Kiluach Mekedere Vesachas El Tenenis. Imon Nifzak HaKiluach Af Shenitzchol Agabi Kira Tenenis Loi Havi Klisheni. The Nitzach Hebrew. So that's where this word Nitzach Hebrew is used over here. It doesn't mean Nitzach Hebrew the way the Gemara is using it. It means it has a din of irik klipah. So that's the din of the Ramah over there. The island saw the Ramah over there in Sadi Beis. Yeah, the island saw the Ramah. So let's just look at the Ramah quickly. Okay, so you shouldn't pretend we're talking about something we've never seen before. Let's pretend we're talking about something we know what we're talking about. At least we've seen it. Okay. Okay. I guess that's from the remote. The Nishma Chalev Cholov or Shar Yisr Chalev. Or Shar Yisr Rasech Gabi Karka. Vemidoy Olav Kedei Rukama. So you add Yisr poured onto the ground. We can get Cholov or Yisr. Memidu alav kedeira chama. You put a hot pot onto it. So you could have a situation where it's on the ground of the kira, and there's fire heating it. But if it's not near where the fire is, so the fire's not heating it anymore. It was hot. It's still hot, but the fire's not heating it. Well, have your klisheni. I'm sivzayin. Sadi bei sivzayin. So the Ramah brings a case where something spilled out of the pot. It's hot. It's in the kira, but the fire is not warming it anymore. It's not near where the fire is. So the fire is not warming it anymore. And you put a hot pot on top of it. We'll have it at klisheni. So we down this liquid as a klisheni. It's no longer in a kli rishon. So it doesn't have the fire source heating it. It doesn't have the walls of the fire heating it. That's the klisheni. So we don this liquid on the ground, even though it's hot, but it's a klisheni. So we don it. The guy did it like it's cold. So the hot pot will be cooled by the cold liquid. Meanwhile, the pot will absorb klipa. so that's just the pot, but it's not going to go into the food inside. So the food is mutter, the pot you have to kasher. The kiluach, now the new case, the kiluach mina kedera resachas shaholach el kedera tzenenis. Now you have two pots. One of them is kedera resachas. It's a hot pot, and it's flowing. It's overflowing down the side of the pot, along the grounds, and touching this other pot, which is cold. Imnifzeh kiluach mina kedera resachas kadam shegia el tzenen. If they're no longer connected, haminami kikrishenis. That's my case. Something which is in a kli rishon leaves a kli rishon. It's on the ground. That's like in a kli shayni. That's only if it's no longer attached, right? So now, in that scenario where the so even though it's hot, but it's like a kli shayni. The case before, the pot was hot, so you had a hot pot with halachically cold liquid, which has a halacha that it's cold. It's cliche. So that we said there's a togobar, but the pot is cooling off as the hot pot is being cooled off. Over here the pot is cold and the liquid has to do that it's cold, so nothing happens at all. Okay. But vimloy nifsik. If there's a flow continuing from the pot all the way to the hot pot, it's flowing out, it's still flowing, so it's connected all the way to this cold pot. So how about Kiri? Bakadera. So that is Nesra. Imayat Soledis Bikiluach Anegei Bakadera. So as long as the Kiluach is still Yat Soledis, so it has a Kayach to Asher the pot. What about the food inside? But Tafshe Shemasech Hashori Dein Iri Oyser Rakadei Klipa. Okay. So now Iri. So the Iri has a little bit. It's hot. But only the Kayach to Bimavliya Kadei Klipa. So again, the pot is osir, the food inside is mutter. Unless the pot is v'imakaderi hichama who klirishin kol shereim eben etzaleish if the kiluach would sign in a kolos the togover but we can sign in the sechkam the kolos. So in a scenario where the iri is batsam hot, batsam has a kaiyatim avliya, but it's a cold pot. Okay, so it's only avliya. But if the pot itself is hot, it has a kaiyat to absorb. So it's going to be belaya all the way into the food, and you got a problem. Now the lashon to talk over here, the shock grapples that the lashon is lavdafka. It means it's belaya cooler. Okay, so that's the din that the Ramah is talking about. That's the end of that din. Okay. The source of this. It's a Trumas Hadashin. So this din is a Trumas Hadashin. It's a Kufay Al. Right? Every couple of the case? Yeah? Every couple of the case? I have a hot pot. Overflows. It goes to another pot. The other pot is also hot. The other pot is a cremation. So I'm saying it's sound the kayak of this Mavliya, so Mavliya can I clean it. So the food is still mutter. But if the pot is hot, it's clearishin, it has the kayak to absorb. So it's gonna absorb the kulay. He says even if the liquid is cold, it will still absorb. Now there you get involved in the sugya of Tatal Govar. How do you down a pot like that? So the loss of the Ramah is because Tatogava. That's why it absorbs. So that's not the correct loss. The point is, it has its own kayach of bliya because it's a klirishin. So you don't, in the case of the Gemara of Tatogava, you're pouring from a klirishin onto something. The case where here it's coming to the klirishin, it's going to absorb. But the last case of the there is common though.
Even if it's
nifsek. Yeah. So even it's soinen, he says, even if it's cold. Right? But what's the gate over here is the case before that, where the pot is cold, the second pot is cold, but and the first pot is being mevliya into the second pot through the din of Iri Klirishin. Even though it's pouring off of the pot onto the ground and going to the second pot. So that's not a direct hit. You know, the case we're talking about, we're saying you're pouring from in the air onto that. That's the makom where it absorbs correctly. And then when it spreads, it doesn't affect. So then according to that, as it flows out of the pot down to the ground, we'll call that the spot where it hit. Then it rolls across the ground and hits this pot. So that it shouldn't affect the second pot. That's the problem which the Prima Gadol is asking. How does this din over here that the Isra Hatzer is saying shim in the din of the Trumas Hadash? Okay? Nachamo. Yesh Ramayim, the Fima Shekazar Rabban, Sadi Bey, Sim Zayin, the Kiluach, Mekadei Resach, Azal Tzenenes, Im Loi Nipsak HaKiluach, Af Shanis Kol Gabi Kira Tzenenes, Loi Havi Kli Sheni, the Nitzach Kibur, Vei Meniach Lekarer, Vidin Iri Kadei Kliba Yesh Allah. Okay, I've been able to come on. So, the love this is that Iri there's a cooling process taking place in the Iri. So, the comes along, Trimah Zeshin says, that's true when it's not connected back to where it came from. As long as it's connected back to where it came from, so it's not allowing it to cool off. It's reheating it, as it were. It's still connected back to the heat source. So that's considered that has a katum of Leah. So in Cain, Tanami calls man shaloi nifsika omud after niskol benoch hamayim al klit sananis. So the case of Isra Behetzer, it hits Kaylee number one, which is cold, and then it runs off onto Kaylee number two. That should all be part of the Iri. So the Bliya should be not just where it hits. The Bliya should be everything that the water is flowing on. So we talk about the shul about the sinks, right? So is my issue exactly where the faucet hits? According to Isra Behetzer, it's only where the faucet hits. And that which the water spreads afterwards is irrelevant. So the Prima Gadol is saying, one second, according to that, the Trumas Hadashim that we have over there in Siman Sadi Beis, it's not just where it hits. It's there, as long as it's still connected, everything which is going to spread out, so it's all going to be affected by this era. So that's a big, very significant point when we don't want to down the status of how to deal with things. Whether you're looking at just the spot where it hits, or you're looking at as much wherever the water spreads. So that's his kasha. Okay. Now, Mekalin Yantav and Meshabbos calls man shal nisak kiluach apetidei and also laris kedikasivna. So now, according to my thought process, I'm telling you that iri is mavasha kedik lipa. According to this translation, the iri mavasha kedik lipa does not mean where it hits. It means where it spreads also. So if I have the tavlin here and the iri hits here and then spreads, it's going to be mavasha. So I'd have a problem with Shabbos as well. Okay. Mechitema, maybe you'll tell me this on this last point that I said that the Gabi Shabbos is a problem. So you'll tell me, you know what, Tekken? We're discussing over here Blias. So Gabi Blias, you know, it has a din of being, it's still my Blia. Okay, but the Gabi Shabbos is not Mavashal. Maybe we should make differences. We don't down it like a cliche, we down it like an Iri Klirishin. The Gabi Blias, but you know, like we said, there's three darkers. The Kayach Abishal is greater than the Kayach being Mavliya. So, yeah, I've proven that it's Mavliya, but I haven't proven that it's Mavashal. Maybe that should be true. The Gabi Shabbos, it should still be Mutter. You should know that. Then Shabbos Mishra Shori. Ho Baruch Hu. That's mamash a mistake. That argument is a mistake. Now, it's not a mistake in Lomdus. It's not a mistake in Lomdus. It's a mistake because you look at the Trumas Hadashim source. His source is a case of Bishul. So he's learning out his halacha from a case of Bishul, not from a case of Blia. So even though the Ramah is bringing it, the Gabi Hilchos Blia. So if I just know the Ramah and I don't know the Trumas Hadashim, say, oh, okay, listen, he's talking Blia. It's the Gabi Bishul, it's not Bishul. That's very nice. The problem is, if you look at the Makor is a Trumas Hadashim, and the Trumas Hadashim's case is the case of Bishul. Din Zem, Idivrei Trumas Hadashim, Simu Kupayal, Vahibi Rai, Mishabas, Tapim, Abayz, Vambati, Yerim, Vashalhu, Yain Shom. Okay, so what's the case over there of Vambati? So, we actually learned it, but I don't know if the other person remembers it. Okay, so the Mora has a case over there, Mimim, Abayz, that Rebbe told. They were in the, they were in, they were in the Merkatz, and they wanted to take the shemen and warm it up to be able to suck the shemen, right? So they wanted to heat up the shemen. So the shayla was, can you take the pack of the shemen and put it in a bati and heat it up, right? So he said, "Tov klisheni, you have to take it out. You have to take it out. Take the water out from the embati, put in the klisheni, and now that the water from the embati is not in the embati anymore, then you can put the shemen into it." Okay. Now this embati, what was its heat source? So the flow of the Gemara, the Gemara is discussing the Rabbi Chaim Tiberia. So the case where Rashi says there was Chaim Tiberia. They ran a ditch or a pipe from Chaim Tiberia to the Zambati. And now the water sitting in the Zambati, there's no fire, there's no heat source directly under the Zambati. The heat source is the Chaim Tiberia. This is no longer in the Chaim Tiberia. This has run over the ground. It's run through this pipe or through this ditch. It's sitting here in the Zambati. And we're saying, no, this is a bishul issue. It means it gets a din of clear rishon, even though it's not alayish anymore. Even though it was nitzchal gabi karka. That's where the Tzimtzum Lashon learns his din from. And the gabi hilas bishul, you cannot put it into there. Never consider putting it into clear rishon. So the Tzimtzum Lashon decide that something which takes from the heat source, flows over the ground, comes to this place, fills the karka bishul, still has a din of clear rishon. It's not just the gabi blias, it's the gabi bishul also. And because there's a constant flow. One second. Because the constant flow. Okay. So we have this theory between this din over here and the din over there. Or between the Isser V'Heter and the Tumas Hadesh. But somewhere you see... So the Prima Gadim, the Nebuchadnezzar, that he says he is, says he wanted to say the Ma'ayan Bamarai Shom. If you look at the Tumas Hadesh over there, the Sayim Kedera Alo Eish Metarach Vesichasov Nizkol. So the case was you have this bubbling pot, and the fire is heating it. So because it's bubbling, so it flows over. So it's considered still has a kayak of bulia and bishul. Hoil of a kiluach nisko, noisel of a nisko, me kiluach, I'm an ala eish. Mash, the main right kayak eish, Charlotte, ain't miskar. It's probably miskar, okay? Because the fort is as it's flowing on the ground, that should cool it, it should make it like a klisheni. But it can't get into a klisheni because it's mechuber back to ala eish. It's the pot sitting on the fire, bubbling over, rolling down, and going on the ground. So as it's going on the ground, it should be cooling and losing its dinner clearation. We're saying, well, that's not true, because since it's mechuber back to the heat source through this zchila, that doesn't allow it to cool. This lashon over there is each tipa, as the tipa cools, the next tipa comes and heats it up. So it never lets it cool. So that's a great... So the case over there was a case of a pot on the fire, and that and the sushtel to the Gemara, the case over there was the Chaim Tiberia. That's the heat source, so this is mechuber back to the Chaim Tiberia, right? So that's Masha Hasilka Meish Kegav Nafshal Nisika Kiluach when Nisikal Gabi Mokem Kar Kadem Shigia the Kli Habisu Kli Sheni. Okay, that's what I wanted to say. So this din over here is talking about a case where you picked up what's the case? You picked up the pot to pour it. So usually 99% of the case, it's not an ash anymore. Right? So the case of the Yisrael has, you picked up a pot, and you're pouring it. So now it's not a clearishan ash anymore. So then the Yisrael Heter is right. The spot that it hits is considered is eerie clearishan. Everything that spreads is garnished. It's clearishan already. Right? That'd be a very nice chilek, which is actually the Chavos Das wants to go with that chiluk, but the Prima Gadim says very nice. Moeseb vos kenechton shehi arab lo yomer kein mitzadi beis of zayin ein orber in the order mehod ala eish. So even though if you look at the Tumas Hadeshin says the case ala eish, right? But the Ramon, when he brings it down, does not make that tonight. The Ramah says it's a problem even without saying it's Aleish. It means the Ramah seems to say it's a problem. You would have a clear Rishon, not Aleish, overflowing, going on the ground. It's gonna be a problem. So this skill between the case of the Issa Beheter and the Ramah doesn't solve my problem. So it's just like I have the Chumah Tadashin and the Issa Beheter, I have a Teretz. But the Ramah did not learn the Chumah Tadashin like that. Okay. Okay. You know what? Maybe that's what the Ramah meant. I could sort of be doichik it. So the Ramah in favor of Taras Chatas does not. It says that chiluk is not true. So now I'm really messed up. Maybe the Lashon Ramah, he didn't mention it, but he could have meant it. Okay, but it's very clear in the Taras Chatas. Okay.
Where it's red.
So then he gets involved in a side issue, which I don't want to get involved in right now. I would believe that he willing to detain it if he would say Mefarish not like that. But the problem is he doesn't say Mefarish not like that. So I'm going to be there, if the Ramah meant that, where to have Mefarish Ramah didn't hold like that, that much he's not going to do. Okay. Why ask that next skip like two lines? Shabbat Nasai Gormu Shalom Zechisi Lahavin Kolzeh. So you get a little Yerusha Shemaim over here that before Rosh Hashanah. It's your Averis, which caused you not to understand. It's only Sultu Vistin, it's all because of the Averis. The Fidi Rei Tzirin Sadesh and the Madam is Eli Iri. Im Kein Echi Farnasum Maisa Zu Karapoisim Dein Iri Mevashu Klau. Vechad Yesh Kilik Ben Oymer Aloish. So there's Rishonim, Rashbam, etc. say Ir is not Mevashel. So, but what's the case of the Gemara? Well, the Gemara clearly says it's Mevashel. Oh, because it's like Iri. So, it doesn't help you. Call the Rashbam, Ir is not Mevashel. Terence says you have to say that there's a different, even according to the Rashbam, Ir is not Mevashel. That's Iri, which is not Aleish. I pick up the Klibish, not Aleish anymore, and I pour it. That's not Mevashel. But Iri, when it's from a Kli Aleish, it's Mevashel, even like the Rashbam. So this skill is Mukrach that has to be true. Right? So, what are we doing over here? Right? The Tzimtzum is all like that, because the Tzimtzum is. The lumpness of the chiluk has to be true because the Rishbam is going to have to say it. The Rishbam has got a Gemara connected. The Rishbam says the Ir is not Mevashel at all. So why is this case a problem of Bishul? It's Iri. Teretz is because over here it's Aleish, right? We're going to rephrase the Rishbam. That was the Rishbam says Iri Klivish is not Mevashel. That's Iri Klivish, which is not Aleish. Here, Klivish is Aleish. He agrees that here is Mavash. Vafshur kid gav na afakolos or like the klipa. And the truth is, once it's Aleish, I don't know how much it absorbs. I don't have to say it only absorbs kid klipa. It could be absorbed totally. Okay. I'm accepting the ira b'samaches means the simen samaches u'b'sadi beis b'shem around the eighth of Aish l'shach tatzor. So it's not only k'nei klipa. Okay. Sefer Tevra Kol Nishma. Skip a few lines. L'yin dina. Okay. So l'mais, I don't have an answer. As far as I'm concerned, the tradition and the Sefer Hetter do not agree. And the Ramah did not bring the Issa Beheter. The Ramah brought the Chumah Tadashin. The Shach is bringing the Issa Beheter and seems to be accepting it. But the Rav Prima Gaon is saying, if you're asking me, the Ramah is saying, not like that. The Yedina calls Manshal Nifsek HaKiluach Av She'en Al Eish and Menach Al Klisheni. It's until it has actually landed in the Klisheni. Fil HaKashav Ki'iri L'chumra. Wodim Meshavish Lo Yaro B'tzidein calls Manshal Nifsek HaOmed. Kedamoran. Okay. Then he takes another, gives another example. The Kohen had klal v'yotka calls mashal nifsek hakiluach havi iru lo niskar after nochal gabi klikar elim kain nifsek v'nochal gabi klikar mishal makliacher enos. If it's nifsek and it's nochal not that thing, that's a klisheni. That's the case. The Moshe says if it was nifsek hakiluach, it's sitting on the ground. That's a klisheni. Okay, now. So the Maisa, the Prima Gadim, is not willing to, based on the Ramah and Sadi Beis, the Prima Gadim is not willing to accept this chiluk that the Isser Heter is saying. The Chavis Das doesn't like this. It's in Sadi Beis Chav Gimel. I'm not going to read all of it. So he asks this theory. He says, he's going on the Ramah. The Ramah brings this in of the Chumrah of the Shumas Hadesh. So the Shumas Hadesh is saying the Chumrah, right? He's saying, if it's Nizkal, it's Sukhzad Klerishan, it's Mavash Kleklipa, da da da. So the, okay? He says, so he brings this or heter. There's a cliche here, but with chilas nitzuk bezel loarminu sheirik klirishin ben mavasho. The shav is not a problem. You can pour next to the things, etc. B'chei posak hashak. He says he passes it again in siman samaches. Okay. Okay. L'chein nira. That one line. The avatrum of Eshem Arav Lekomri Rak Shein Yochel Iskar Mehatzatzo Me'achar Shatipa Achorina Eina Manicha Rishon Al Iskar Kosh 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 Okay, so he says the chiluk is Gliya versus Bishul. Now, you remember the Prima Gadim was lost on that was a Har Burkahu. Right, the more you use lashon burcha because it's mamash a burcha, so right, you know, right? Like mamash a mistake. So Chavos Das addresses the question. He says, I know that the case over there is the case of Bishul. That's not pshat in the Gemara anyway. The raya from the Gemara is this kind of Krishna raya. He just meant it in Sora, and in Sora it's only raya the Gabi Bliya, not the Gabi Bishul. That's basically the nusach of the rest of the Chavos Das. Okay. And then he says, even if the transgression meant it, Lagabi Bishul, I don't have to say the Ramah accepted Lagabi Bishul, means you accept the argument of the Swara of the transgression without accepting the Raya. So, and this Rehatsa could agree, Lagabi, you know, so he sort of like makes this. Now, there's the. But there's a problem in the Chavos Das's final cheshbon. So he said like this: Gabi Bishul, if the tribulation doesn't mean it, if he meant it, we don't pass him like that. We're discussing havla, and we have a raya that it can be mavliya, but at the mafan mavliya, that it can't. So we're over here. We're good because this issue being mafan mavliya. The Yehuda asks the case of the Isser had to talk about the case of being married from Kli Yisr. It was a case of Basa B'chol of you would the Rosh is discussing your sink there was a Bliya of Melchiks, right? So it was Mavliya. Now you have to mafan Mavliya. You have to take it out and then put it into something else because it's Betzim Etzer. There's only problem with mafan, that. Okay, but the case of the Isser Hetter was. It was being married by Kli Yisr. Well, if it was Mavliya and make a problem. He says, no, it's only where it hits. Where it spreads, not a problem. Well, that I got to do over there. You say that where it spreads is also a problem. They got to be Mavliya. So the case of the Ramah is, if it was Mavliya. Definitely is a problem. So I have a fleshing pot sitting there. My milk is flowing on the ground under my fleshing pot. The connected back, oh, you know, that milk is going into the pot. and you have and it's a place, there's a place in the pot. So that's a problem. So I don't need the name after the Mevliya. But a case where you need Bishul, it's Ketu Bishul. The Ketu Mevliya Mevliya Gachas either. And that's what we're discussing over here. So in a case where you're discussing of the Ramah over here, I'm pouring onto two Ketu Basachas. Okay, I have to be Mevliya from one, Mevliya to the other, only where it hits, not where it spreads. Okay. But the case that this has himself discussed is not that. The case that it discusses is the case you're pouring from Kli Yisr. He's saying, well, the spot it hits is the problem, the rest is mutter. So that's what he says, the Chavos Das Teres doesn't answer the problem. Okay, it's a problem. I don't have a teres on that. Let's go back. He says, what's Taka Nechilik? Oh, it's like, just what's Taka Nechilik? Why should it, we say that the Gabi Bishul, it's not Mavashul, because it's not a commission anymore, and the Gabi Havlah, it's like a Klerishon. What's the difference? So see, he says a line which is an important line to understand, and the alumnus of Erie, etc., which is an important line. So we'll talk about that message tomorrow.